AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, welcome in. It's the final hour of the Odd Couple here on a Magic City Monday. And man, it's flown by. Rob Parker along with my bud, former NFL All-Pro receiver, TJ Houshmandzadeh, filling in for Chris Broussard, who's vacationing. And yes, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
That's right, Bill. We will do it live. And we're going to get to some football, and this is going to be good because there's a quarterback competition, and TJ's in one camp and I'm in the other camp, so this will be interesting to see. I'm pretty sure he's in the other camp on this and who wins this job. But first, the story of the day is the report that Kevin Durant met with the Nets owner and basically demanded that they fire the brain trust, the general manager, Sean Marks, and Steve Nash to coach, and he would be inclined to stay in Brooklyn or he still would want to be traded. And Rob G does have some updated kind of news that just came out not too long ago.
That's right. Less than an hour ago, Nets owner Joe Tsai responded to the Athletics report on Twitter.
Why? Why would he do that?
Because, you know, he's like KD. He's got Twitter fingers. He's got to get it out there into the streets. So Joe Tsai on Twitter says, quote, "Our front office and coaching staff have my support. We will make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets."
TJ, you know what he didn't say?
What was that?
Sean Marks and Steve Nash aren't going anywhere. How about that? Did he say that?
Maybe he's keeping his cards close
no,
to his
I know.
Chest. I don't know,
no,
man.
No, but I'm saying
he didn't defend him. He did not. He did not.
If you were defending him, you would say, right? Wouldn't you say they're not going anywhere? That's what he could have said today.
What's best for the organization. And so if you do what's best for the organization, that's a new coach and GM, because truly there's nothing else that you can do that will make that organization. You get rid of the player, your team goes into the toilet,
yep.
And that does not make the team and organization better. And so you can read into it different ways, but that's how I look at it. The best thing for organization, okay, KD, we're going to do what you want to do. Let's get a new coach in here.
Because you're going to sell tickets over the coach or the GM? Ain't nobody watching for them, TJ. It's just the reality of it. Am I wrong? Nobody's watching for a general manager or going to buy $400 tickets to a Nets game because they kept the general manager in place. Not one person.
It's going to be really interesting these next 7 to 10 days and how they navigate through this. It's out there. Kevin Durant wants out. What are you going to do to change it? What are you going to do? And so it's going to be very interesting.
Yep, no doubt. All right, here's the other story. And it involves the Carolina Panthers and their starting quarterback job. And I know TJ is a Sam Darnold guy. You worked out with him, right? You know Sam really well. Can I say that?
That is true.
Okay. Or Baker Mayfield. The story out there is that it's Baker Mayfield's job to lose and that Sam Darnold is the one fighting an uphill battle despite being in Carolina the last year. And Baker Mayfield's the new guy. And what do you make of this, that it's Baker Mayfield's job to lose? Is it right? Do they have it the right way, or is this wrong?
It's not surprising. When the day they traded for him, it was his job to lose. They would have never traded for him if they didn't want him to be the quarterback. And this is the problem. When you look at the teams that each player has played on and the players and their teammates that they've played with, who's had the better teammates? Who's had the better team around them? Obviously, it's in a landslide that Baker Mayfield played with the better team. The problem is, when you start to do things like how does the locker room take this? They don't make decisions, but they see practice. They know what's going on. And so in training camp, if Sam Darnold is on par or outplaying Baker Mayfield, they got a problem on their hands if Baker Mayfield's a starter. Because Sam Darnold is going to be well-liked. Are the guys in the locker room going to like Baker? The guys in Cleveland didn't seem to like him.
Yeah, but he got them to the playoffs. Wait a minute,
did he,
TJ.
Wait. He got them to the playoffs? Really?
Yes.
That's where we go wrong at. That defense got them to the playoffs. That defense got them. Well, you want, like, the quarterbacks get elevated.
Wait a minute. That team, Baker played well. No OBJ. Look at the numbers. I remember the one big game on the road where he threw for 4 or 5 touchdowns. That wasn't about the defense. So everybody.
You said one.
No,
you didn't say games. You said
I'll
one.
I'll give you numbers.
Singular.
I'll give you numbers, but that team hadn't won a playoff game since Moby Dick was a guppy, since the Louisiana Purchase was an escrow. I mean, can you give him some credit for that? TJ, nothing?
No. No, I'm not
Sam
saying.
Sam Darnold has done zero.
I don't think Baker Mayfield is a bad quarterback. But when you have the type of defense that he had in Cleveland, name one player that was a really good player for the Jets on defense when Sam Darnold was there.
You can't.
All right, but let me ask you, name
a starting receiver that he had for the Jets that Sam Darnold had. Can you just name one?
What about this last year?
You can't even answer it.
What about last year? They got off to a decent start, and then he went in the tank. I'm just saying, when you put the two quarterbacks up resume, I understand the defense. I understand the kind of players, but there was a lot to be left to be desired from Sam Darnold, and that's why they brought Baker Mayfield in. If they like what they saw despite him not having those players, despite the defense not being that great, they would just say, Sam Darnold's our guy, and we're going to put better pieces around him. They have question marks about Sam Darnold as a quarterback. Is that fair?
Everything you said is true. And I know this, and the Panthers also know this. He got hurt, and it was pretty serious, and he just played through it. And this is why in the National Football League, when you get hurt, sit down on the bench.
Until you get ready.
Yes, because they hold it against you. They know what was going on.
They did it to Baker last year. Is that fair? He was hurt.
Very fair. The same thing with Baker. Same thing. You want to be out there for your team. You play bad, and they paint you like you're a bum. And so as soon as the Panthers traded for Baker Mayfield, I thought, oh, it's his job to lose.
Right.
They would have never traded for him. But I also believe he's not going to understand that system. Like Sam Darnold went through an entire offseason learning that system. They're going to give it to Baker because they traded for him. One, how is the locker room going to react? Because Baker Mayfield has had Jarvis Landry, OBJ, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, David Njoku, Austin Hooper on offense.
Well, but let me give you some numbers because I know you're trying to poo-poo Baker. Can I give it to you? Some numbers. Baker, 16 touchdowns, 2 picks in the last 10 games of that season. They finished out the year 10-3. They beat the Steelers in a playoff game. Their rivals.
Wait. Okay. How many games was that?
That was in the last 10 games. They went 7-3. Okay.
A touchdown a game.
No, 16 touchdowns in those 10.
A touchdown and a half a game.
Okay, but only 2 picks, so he didn't turn the ball over.
Because you're running the ball so much.
Here's the other thing. During that stretch, Mayfield ranked 6th in the NFL in QBR, 3rd in yards per passing attempt, trailing only Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. And those numbers, despite playing 3 games in inclement weather conditions that severely hampered the passing on both sides, and coincidentally, all of those happened since OBJ was lost for the season. So you got to give the man some credit. I give the Panthers credit to say, you know, we did trade for Darnold. We got off to a good start. The season collapsed. And, there's another quarterback out there who has a better resume, and let's make it a competition. I don't have an issue with that.
And I don't have it as well. And that year, he played well. I'll give Baker, in 2020, Baker Mayfield played well. We also got to understand, it was COVID. There's really no fans in the stands. It was a different type of season. Offseason was different. It was the unknown. Nobody had experienced that before. And so is it do you give an exception to that season? Because he hasn't had a season nowhere near that. They ran the ball so effectively. They were so good on defense that he didn't have to do – just don't mess it up. Baker can play. But is Baker a guy in the locker room that guys willing to – fight for? When he was having all those problems in Cleveland, this is what struck me, and I've said this plenty of, not one guy, oh, Baker Mayfield is this type of guy. Not one guy. Why are y'all bashed? Not one guy came to his defense. There's over 60 guys on the team, a practice squad guy, a lineman, somebody. Nobody came to his defense. That doesn't give you cause to pause and say, this is a quarterback, and I can't get one guy publicly to defend him.
That's okay. And you know what? Everybody.
That's not okay when you're the quarterback. No, it's not. Not when you're the quarterback.
Because everybody, he's that kind of guy, and I get it, that could rub people the wrong way. But if you can win It's about winning, TJ. It's not a popularity contest.
He's not winning.
And Sam Darnold could be the nicest guy in the world. He can't play. I'd love to go out to dinner with him. I'd love to hang out with him and his family.
Hey, I hate to do this to you. I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to. There's this one guy. He played in a city that you're very familiar with and a team you're very familiar with. You told me he couldn't play, and I told you he was going to win a Super Bowl. How'd that turn out?
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait, no.
During the midseason, he was throwing picks to the other team. Hey. And if the 49ers, what was that guy's name, TJ, who threw the Stafford threw a pick right on cue. Don't tell me that when he threw that ball. What'd you say to yourself?
Rob, be honest.
What'd you say?
What did I tell you? Did I tell you that man could play? Did I not tell you that?
What did you say to yourself first when he threw that pick that should have been a pick that probably would have changed the entire game?
Everybody gets a break. Some take advantage of it, some don't.
All right, that's fair.
And we've had the discussion about Matthew Stafford. I met Matthew Stafford when he was a quarterback at Georgia. And I said, ooh,
He didn't win anything at Georgia. What'd they win?
But this is my point. He was in Detroit, and you said he can't win. He's a stat patter. He's this, he's that. And I said, Rob, I'm picking the Rams to win a Super Bowl because of Matthew Stafford. You told me I was crazy.
He didn't even win the MVP.
He didn't have to, because
he threw two or three picks in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's who he is. And my only point is, almost anybody, a good quarterback, could have won that with the team that was around him. Now, you just talked about it with Sam Darnold not having any pieces, and now you're giving Stafford all the credit when they had a team that already went to the Super Bowl without him. They had gone already.
They didn't win it. They didn't win it. And the Rams were already a good team. They were a player away. That player was Stafford.
All right.
Baker Mayfield, say he's better than Sam Darnold. Let's just say he is. I don't believe he is. I personally don't. Sam Darnold's a bigger quarterback. He's a more athletic quarterback. He's a more mobile quarterback. He's more likable. Now, the intangibles, you just don't know, because when Sam Darnold gets drafted to the Jets, you can't name a receiver that played for you. Can't.
What's his name? Robbie Anderson. Anderson. He was a good player.
He still is a good player. But when that's the only guy that you can name, and here you are with Baker Mayfield playing with multiple Pro Bowl players, not just receivers, Pro Bowl players on offense, best offensive line in the game in the Cleveland Browns.
All right, Alex is going to jump in, and then we're going to hear from we want to hear from you. Go ahead, Alex. What you got?
So, guys, I have something to settle this dispute and argument you and the Hushav right now. Which one of the two has a Heisman Trophy? That's all I'm going to ask.
Baker does.
Thank you very much. There you go.
All right, there we go.
Baker. I mean, but when you're playing at Oklahoma,
see, here Kyler, we go again.
Kyler Murray has a team.
But you got to admit that Sam Darnold has struggled his first few years in the NFL, and that's why they made the trade. As a coach,
100%
you're a coach.
Obvious.
You can look at somebody and go, I know if we get the right pieces around him, this guy is good enough to play and good enough to win games, right? You could do that as a coach.
I'm not going to sit here and defend the way Sam has played, because he has not played well. But when you look at what he's had around him. Last year, he had a really good team around him. McCaffrey gets hurt, but his receiver stayed healthy. He started off well. He just didn't finish well.
Right.
There's no excuse for that. I can't sit up. Oh, I can't make an excuse for that. What I'm saying is, I believe if he stayed healthy with the team that they have now, he can do just as good or better than what Baker Mayfield is going to do.
All right, here
we go.
That's
my opinion.
No, I love it. You're just wrong. All right? Should the Panthers starting quarterback gig be Baker Mayfield's job to lose? We want to hear from you, 877-996-6369. I told Rob G this was right up our alley, because I knew where you sat with your man, Sam Darnold. All right? All right, we'll continue the conversation next with you. We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple with TJ, Sam Darnold, Hushmanzada, filling in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you're Sam Darnold and don't have a Heisman in the U.S. of A.
That's right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I had a glizzy in my mouth. Right, we need to lose that, too. It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday.
And my cheese was hot.
Now, I like that one. My cheese was hot. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Chris Broussard. And AutoZone has your free services you need to help you get back on the road with, like, their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. That's right, with over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. We want to hear from you, the Panthers. There's really no quarterback controversy, not yet, because it appears as if it's Baker Mayfield's job to lose. It's his job to lose. TJ, he kind of agrees with me, right? You thought that it would be his job to lose, right?
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Once the trade happens. So we want to hear from you. Who should be the quarterback, starting quarterback? And has Sam Darnold gotten the short end of the stick because he hasn't had a lot of talent since he's come into the league? Will in Wisconsin, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
What's going on, Rob? What's going on, TJ?
How are you?
Absolutely. What you guys were discussing. Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, in their situation right now, yes, they equally have a chance to win the starting position. But if you're looking at it player to player, a mark of a quarterback, great or otherwise, playing in spots, you got to make do with what you have. And even guys that might not be a level of an Aaron Rodgers, but certainly in some other spots like TJ, like a Carson Palmer or Andy Dalton, have an ability to make do with what you have and play in spots. That makes the mark of where you should be at starting or playing. And Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, respectively, Baker's done that. So, yeah, it should be his job to lose.
Thanks for the call, Will. You disagree? No, you don't disagree with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's when you trade, when you have a quarterback that's pretty much making a guaranteed $19 million and you bring somebody else in,
right?
You want that other guy to play. I mean, it's just that simple. You're going to play the best guy, but it's also a business. People don't like to look at it that way. And the business of it is we want to play the $19 million guy, but if I bring this guy in, sorry, $19 million guy, you got to go to the bench. And that's probably what's going to happen. Everybody's going to get fired after this year anyway because they're not going to win.
You're probably right. Ben, the one-legged man in Alabama, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ben?
Well, for a change, Rob, I'm going to agree with you on this one.
Wow, I'm shocked.
I know. Usually I like to hear your pick so I can fade you and go the other way. But do you know what Sam Darnold's grandfather, a former USC athlete and a Marlboro man, you know what his name is?
What?
I don't know if he's alive. His name's Dick Hammer. That is Sam's grandfather. But anyway, Sam, he had a great freshman year at USC, but then the next year he threw 13 interceptions, 26 touchdown passes. I didn't understand why he was so high rated coming out of USC. And, of course, he's thrown tons of interceptions as a pro for the Jets. So I think Baker's the better quarterback.
Yeah, I think he is. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that, Ben. And we'll see.
It's easy to say Baker is a better quarterback because Baker has had more success. But when you look at the reason why – it's like, okay, best offensive line, one of the better running backs in the league, really good receivers. You can't even name Sam Darnold's running back. You can't even name a receiver. I mean, things start – you put Sam Darnold in that same situation, you probably get the same results.
I hear that. That's partly. But there are guys who overachieve with little talent as well and play.
And those guys are – but those guys are greats.
Joe Burrow took a team, like, as a second-year player to a Super Bowl.
How many guys are Joe Burrow?
No, I know there's not a lot.
That's my point.
I know that, but it's not impossible. And the other thing is just Sam Darnold just hasn't played. Even when he's had it, even if you go look at the nice start that they had, he didn't have any impressive numbers before McCaffrey got hurt. His numbers were just pedestrian. Would you admit that?
Yes, they were just winning. And again, I'm going off of what I've seen.
No, I know.
Offseason.
You've seen him up close.
Yeah.
I know that. I do respect that.
But the
that
league
too.
It's what do you do when it matters? What are your numbers saying to me? This will be interesting, though, because the locker room, it will speak volumes if they feel Baker Mayfield don't deserve the starting spot, right? Because you'll get all these, an anonymous source told me that they're upset about this. If we don't get any of that, Baker Mayfield beat them out.
Yep.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. One of my favorite people, Jerry Hairston Jr., joins us. Of course, a World Series champ with the Yankees in 2009, played 16 big league seasons, and currently works for Spectrum Sportsnet LA, covering the Dodgers, who I watch a lot. And Jerry, welcome to the program. Say hi to TJ.
Hey, TJ and Rob, how you guys doing?
Jerry, what's going on, my man?
Doing great. Hey, what a weekend. The Dodgers have cranked it up 8 in a row, but they beat up on the Padres, who were coming off
the high of the Juan Soto sweepstakes, but the Dodgers outscored them 20-4 in the 3-game series. Was that a statement of series or just a series in early August?
You know, I think it was a little bit of a statement series. You know, obviously you mentioned the Padres. They did an incredible job getting Juan Soto, Josh Bell, who I really like, switch hitting first baseman, could swing the bat, Drury as well, and then Hader in their bullpen. And they wanted to come in L.A., at least get a couple games in that 3-game series, at the very least get one on the road. They weren't unable to do that. You know, the Dodgers just outplayed them. They pitched exceptionally well, really good defense, and the hitting was outstanding. So the Dodgers still are the class in the National League, in my opinion. The Padres have definitely gotten better. But, you know, the Padres owner said, you know, they're trying to slay the dragon up north, and that's the Dodgers. And so far they've been unable to do that.
Hey, Jerry, when was your last year playing?
My last year was 13.
So that was with the Dodgers, correct?
It was with the Dodgers. We were in Cincinnati together in 08 and 09. I remember that.
You don't remember this, but your last season playing with the Dodgers, I took my son was a baby, man. I took my son to the game. We were sitting right behind the dugout, man. You threw a ball and was like, give it to him.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, my son, he has that ball. And he was like, how'd I get this ball? And I tell him, so now – he's somewhat of a Dodger fan now. He just got into baseball. But I had to tell you that story. I appreciate it. We were sitting right behind the dugout. He came off the field and tossed me a ball and was like, give it to him.
Wow. That's
so I had to tell you that. I remember that. You probably don't, because you probably tossed 1,000 balls to kids.
No,
I appreciate
that. You know why I remember that? Is because we were in Cincinnati together for a couple of years. I believe in 08 and 09. You were at the Bengals, I believe, and I was with the Reds. And I had a really good friend, Levi Jones, also on the Bengals, lives in Arizona, and I also used you in fantasy, football.
See, there you go.
Yeah, Levi Jones was my guy.
Yep. So I know Levi, and I know you know you threw him a little bit, and then when I saw you at a Dodger game, I had to give your son that baseball. So
we go to quite a few games. I'm a Dodger fan. So when you look at the Dodgers with Walker Buehler, now Clayton Kershaw, and different pitchers being injured. When they come back, how is it going to be, and do you think that will affect them come playoff time?
Well, I mean, let's hope they do come back. You know, Walker Buehler, we're still holding that hope. I know Clayton Kershaw got his second epidural shot a few days ago. He's holding out hope that he will be back for the playoff run. I think Clayton will be back, maybe Walker Buehler. And again, when they do come back, they have a tremendous impact. They're not going to come back at 80%, 75%. They'll come back at 100%. So when they do come back, I think they will not only bolster the rotation, but definitely give, lack of a better term, Dodgers a shot in the arm. That being said, right now, the Dodgers have enough talent to win it all. And that's something. If you would have said Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw would not be in the rotation, would the Dodgers have a chance at the start of the season? I probably said, you know, probably not. But the way the guys like Tony Gonsolin, Tyler Anderson have thrown the ball, both all-stars, and then guys like Julio Urias, who has become an ace to this staff. We have Dustin May coming back. I think he's going to be throwing one more rehab start, possibly two at the most. What I hear from the reports, he is throwing, nasty stuff down in AAA. We get him back for the next 6 weeks, along with Blake Treinen, Bruzdar Gratterall, all those horses back in either the starting rotation and the bullpen. With this offense, they have enough talent to win it all. So, yes, we would love to have we would love to have Walker Buehler back, Clayton Kershaw back. We would love to have them back, but even if they don't, the Dodgers, especially with the way they've been playing, they remind me of the 90s Yankees, man.
It's the top of the lineup, man. That man with Mookie, Trey Turner, and Freddie.
Here's my only thing, though, and I'll say this, Jerry. I agree with you. Like, what they've been able to do without those guys is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. But now this weekend, we also saw the Mets, who have somehow stuck around all year without their two big horses for a long stretch in Scherzer and DeGrom. They face Atlanta and beat them up, and those guys came back. You go into a series and you got to face DeGrom and Scherzer at the top of that rotation. that's going to be formidable too. Aren't the Mets up there as well because of those two guys?
I was just playing at a golf tournament, charity golf tournament, Hameen Harin golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked with Sean Green, Nomar, and John Hartong. We all worked together. And the one team we talked about that kind of scares us a little bit is the New York Mets.
Yep.
Anytime you have DeGrom and Max Scherzer at the top of your rotation in a series, yes, that's troubling. But at the same time, it will be a seven-game series if those two teams meet. So I still give the edge to the Dodgers. They are so deep, 1-9 offensively, especially now that Max Muncy and Cody Bellinger are starting to swing the bats.
It's about time. And, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's taking some time.
Yes.
But, you know, better late than never. And you put those two guys swinging hot bats with this 1-2-3 punch and four with Will Smith hitting fourth. This is the best lineup in the National League, possibly in baseball. You know, the Yankees have to be considered as well. So, again, there are great teams out there like the New York Mets. The Yankees, I know they've kind of hit a snag a little bit. They're still a great team.
They're still good, right.
Yeah, they're still a great team. So, right now, the best team in baseball, for my money, is the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, Bellinger went yard twice. Does Craig Kimbrell struggles, does that concern you come playoff time?
It does concern me. Now, he's made some adjustments. Yesterday, he looked really good coming in relief. If he can find it. Now, remember, he is a Hall of Fame closer. He's a little older now.
Yep.
But if he can find it, meaning his slider, his fastball command, he still has enough velocity, he can be that lights-out closer. Now, that being said, we have Blake Treinen coming back. You know, hopefully he comes back in a couple weeks. This dude is nasty, man. He could be that closer if need be. Evan Phillips has stepped up being that elite reliever this year. Really, last year started it. He's been elite. The entire bullpen has been consistent. What Mark Pryor has done to this group, the pitching coach of the Dodgers, Josh Bard, their bullpen coach as well, they have really given the confidence to everybody coming out of that bullpen. So, you know, that the bullpen's elite. The starting pitching has been elite. And the hitting. You have all those three factors working in your favor. Dodgers are a tough team to beat.
No doubt. His name, Jerry Hairston Jr., played 16 years in the big leagues. We appreciate the knowledge, Jerry, as always, my man. Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Are the Patriots setting up Mac Jones for failure? I want to hear from TJ on this. That's right. We'll continue and have that answer for you next. It is the iCouple with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you're trying to set us up for failure around the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple wrapping it up on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Chris Broussard. AutoZone has free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. TJ, let's finish here. And it has been a lot of fun having you on the radio. As we said, we used to do a podcast together, which was always fun. And then TJ threw me out and got somebody else, but it's okay. It's all right. Mac Jones and the New England Patriots, who do not have an offensive coordinator. And what's the pencil's name? I just forgot his name. Matt Patricia is kind of like overseeing the offense, but he's not the offensive coordinator. What do you make of this? And Mac Jones, he doesn't need an offensive coordinator?
100% he needs one. And this is just Bill saying, I'm smarter than everyone
else. Everybody
in
the room, right? What is this?
I don't understand it. It's when you're a player and you have a bad series, and we're talking Mac Jones, who is he going to go off the field and discuss this with?
Right.
What is Matt Patricia going to say to him? He hasn't experienced this being an offensive coordinator. Josh McDaniels can recall things
from years ago when I had Tom. This is
Tom was in this situation, yes. And he had what? Three bad possessions in a row, and then he dug down and blah blah blah. Right? Am I right?
What is he going to say to him? And this is also what people don't realize is they watch TV talking players when they see this and they hear this and they're probably, why is he the offensive coordinator? He didn't even have success in Detroit. You don't think they're privy to these type of conversations and this information? And so I don't know what Bill's doing, but he's setting his team up for failure, and they know it. When you're going into your second year and he's struggling more than he did as a rookie in yep. practice, that's coaching and just an understanding of what to do and what not to do. I feel bad for anybody that's on the Patriots because if this does not work out, this is a year wasted. Bill will continue to coach, and these coaches continue to coach, but these players, this is a year wasted on their career.
I don't get it, and I think you did nail it. Is Bill trying to show everybody he's the smartest guy in the room? And I know he's had success and won a lot of Super Bowls, but I don't understand with a young quarterback. I really don't. And I think he took a step back last year. Would you say that a little bit, Mac Jones?
Oh, 100%.
I think he did.
And also, like, I mean, Bill has been a great defensive coordinator until he plays Josh Allen.
Right.
Until he plays Josh Allen. And it's just like, why? Like, why would you do this? You didn't have someone in mind. You couldn't get Bill O'Brien to come back. You couldn't – somebody that was on staff with Josh McDaniels that Mac would feel comfortable with hearing him in his ear during game. Matt Patricia, who couldn't get it done – in Detroit, who was a defensive guy?
He was bad. He was bad with the Lions. He really was.
I don't understand. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's surprising that they would go so off the grid and do that to a young quarterback. Maybe an older quarterback. I don't know if you really want to do that, who's been around and had success in the league. I mean, Mac Jones won a game where he threw three passes. Is that what it was, TJ?
Yeah, I mean, I will say that weather and that wind was crazy. But I'm just trying to figure out why. Why? You didn't name a defensive coordinator last year. That's okay because that's your side of the ball. That's your expertise.
Right, Bill could be a de facto, right, defensive coordinator.
He knows football. He knows offensive football. It's like he understands the nuances and everything that pertains to the overall game of football, offense and defense, easily. But when you're dealing with a quarterback and a player, if your expertise is on the defensive side of the ball, what do you tell him after a bad series? Oh, okay, the defense, they played this coverage, boom, boom, boom. Like, I just don't see it meshing well. It sucks for Mac Jones. It sucks for the Patriots. But, Bill, I mean, when you Teflon, you can do what you want to do.
Yeah, when you've won like that, you can do just about anything you want.
Can you imagine if another coach did this?
No.
What would you guys say?
We would rip them to shreds is what we would
do. Destroy them.
No doubt. But TJ Houshmandzadeh, plug your radio show on Saturdays, man. We appreciated you filling in for Chris.
Man, it's my pleasure. I love doing this. You know it, especially with you.
Man, my man. No doubt. Listen to TJ and the gang. I mean, it's a different kind of radio show. Three football players who have something to say, and they say it. So I appreciate you. Appreciate that show. Give it a listen Saturdays right here on Fox Sports Radio. Chris Broussard's vacation continues. But we'll be back right here tomorrow for you, so make sure you stick and stay to Fox Sports Radio and The Odd Couple.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.